his point is that just as you're trying to get your feeling into your chanting, why should you let it go when you're doing anything? You know, like, for me now, I can read a book and chant at the same time. I can chant out loud and read a book at the same time. No problem. But it's still very difficult.
You've had years of practice.
Yeah, but it's difficult. I still find it difficult to be talking to people and maintaining my chant. You know, it's difficult to do. It takes real
energy. Well, because you're having, your thoughts are going in one direction to be part of the
conversation. It doesn't have to be that. One's to converse with someone, one doesn't have to be thinking outwardly about everything going on. One can still be talking and maintaining your inner presence when you've cultivated those spiritual or psychic muscles to be able to do so. Why I mention is because every time we slip off of it or we catch ourselves, oh, we're far away from this. Oh, geez, I lost it. It's just telling you, oh, get it back, try again, and you keep picking it up. And the process is just a natural thing. Like, for me, I'm walking down the street, I'm chanting Hari Om. Each step, it's just automatic now. When I hear the windshield wiper going, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, I stumble. Now, that's a problem when I'm driving, because in driving, when I stop and I hear the windshield wiper, I'm doing Hari Om, I forget, and I'm sometimes stopped too long until someone starts honking behind me. You know, or when I'm driving, I'm chanting. That's even more dangerous because you can forget how fast you're going.
It's well, it's kind of like a reverse of drinking and driving. Chanting and driving.
But it is high, like, I learned a lot from driving the last few years because I always tend to drive a little fast and there's always some idiot driving slower than me in front of me. I have to learn that's God driving in front of me and they're doing the right thing and I'm speeding. Who am I to be rushing or getting mad at this guy who's driving slower than me? You know, like, and it's been a dialogue that's helped me in my chanting because it was really would get me upset for a long time. Now it doesn't get me upset quite so much, or quite so often.
No, but they don't get you upset. You get upset because you don't like what
you're saying. Or I'm not getting where I want to go for me fast enough.
It's a control issue, yeah?
You know, like, so then you have to let go. And this inner dialogue, it's just the same point whether you use prayer, whether you're repeating a prayer, whether you're singing a hymn or a chant, same thing. The value of a chant like Hari Om, it's simple, repetitive, and it stays with you. It's something easy and it catches. And it's, I don't know, it just grows.
How do you catch yourself? Like when you've had something happen in your day that really occupies your attention, and then you start chanting, and then you're into the chant, and then you get this second where you go back to what happened during the day.
You're lucky if it's only a second.
And then you're drawn in. And then you're drawn in, and it's like...
One of the reasons,
then it takes a while to go back to that, how are you?
This is why you chant out loud at the beginning. And I still do a lot. Because when you chant out, if you're chanting quietly, like it's powerful to chant mentally, you can do it. You know, I can do it for quite a long time. But when you go off in your mind, you forgot you've chanted. Because you're trying to chant mentally, and your thoughts go off. And you go further, and you go along, and all of a sudden you're like, where am I? Oh boy, I lost it, you know? And so it's always pulling yourself back. So when you get used to chanting, and you just get it going orally, you begin to remember it. Eventually, in time, it'll come into your own mind, so it's there. But always you're just pulling it back in, because the mind, it's just like a kid with a glass of sugar, you know? Like, goes out, and you got to pull it back in. So it's not a big, mysterious thing. The mystery is, it's so simple. We're trying to restore innocence. We're trying to get the clutter out of our mind because these things are cluttering up our mind. Any kid can do it. Any little baby does it. But we don't think we're mature. We know too much for that. No. And it's that voice where our ego is.